into Germany. This is just our express purpose as a company, is we're moving these mattresses in. Then I need a distribution network, and that includes three major players. I'll call them vice presidents in this area. I would like to show you, if you would, I would love it if you would review this, and you may be able to show me who I need to see. Now that takes all pressure off, right?
Yeah.
It creates a tremendous
sense. Standing in line saying, pick me, pick me.
Exactly. And a tremendous curiosity on their part, no pressure on their part, and it makes it simple because they can see, well, if three got three, he says five. And he says, in one other place, he says, I love the five. Who gets five? It's 25, is it 125, 625, 3125, 15,625. He approaches things as if they are, not as if I hope they would be. So
when he was choosing, you know, who, I guess I need to listen to the tape, but when you were talking about how he was setting up, he was letting the team choose who would go first. They must have all been in one leg then, is that right?
Nope. No, they were all cross-lined, and he said this is just one of the difficult things you need to teach your team, is that through the strength of all of us working together, everyone gets over the wall. Everyone gets done. And he describes it in a way where he says, one thing that works out well is he said there was a, they did a ropes course. They took all the people that said, yes, I'm buying in on, and I'm in on getting this goal done. And then he set up a weekend and they went to a confidence or a ropes course and high rope seminar. And it's one of those where you climb up to 100 feet in a tree and you stand on a platform and you have a harness on.
I have been through the one. I remember you talked about this on the call before and I didn't mention it, but I have been to the one out here, Jerry, at, where is it, out somewhere past
Elba the river by Minnehaha?
No, it was, I thought it was out past the falls. I don't remember now.
Because there's a place by Minnehaha that used to be a camp that's been converted to that. So there's probably a couple. Was it useful?
Oh, yeah, tremendously. And I am so definitely afraid of heights. But
and it was a conquest, and there's shared experience. And much of what we're going to be building in the next year as we build this out across the country is this concept of providing that sense of shared experience. It's what humans being more is part of. Yes, it's tough for a lot of people to crawl through on their belly to get through, you know, those tough phases of humans being more, but when they come out, they shared that experience. And it's all about the vision that I'm getting more and more clear about. Many people don't know this, but one of the original reasons I got into NECAN was to build, in essence, an adult summer camp where you could dismiss all of the perfunctory duties that you have in your life and just be the excited, pursue the rainbow kind of kid you were when you were in high school. And that's exactly what we're now moving toward. It's starting to become more and more clear to me that why not have a year, in your first year that you come into NECAN, if you meet this rank, then you go on the rope seminar. You meet this rank, or you buy into this level, you go on the rope seminar. You buy into this level, you go on the river rafting trip. You buy into this level, and you do a backpacking or a pack trip on horses. And all of a sudden, people begin to realize and start to correlate that the more money they make, it's as a result of working together with people to have shared life experiences. What a miserable existence, right?
Sounds like a ball.
I want Kauai personally.
Yeah, Kauai is just going to have to be one we'll have to do. I mean, because it's there, we can do it. It's a piece of gravy, man.
We appreciate you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
I appreciate you guys, because without you letting me just vent like this, I never stay focused enough to keep the vision pushing forward. So although it may be trudging sometimes, we had nights like Gina breaking through. Gina, this could be huge.
Yeah. Don't let me forget it, will you?
It's recorded.
Yeah, that's what I have to do is now give you the practical walkthrough so you can see that it actually does work.
I need to start calling people tomorrow so it can become a reality instead of a, you know.
Well, see, that's what I love about you. You're not going to sit down and try to draw it out schematically on a piece of paper and then build it in the backyard with prototypes and whizzing buttons and bury yourself in the basement.
I'll leave that to Rick because I don't have time.
Your deal is I'm going to go get the people and put them in the hole. That is such a good deal. I'm beginning to appreciate you women sometimes instead of just being in utter confusion that makes me crazy.
All right, I have to go get some sleep, so, or else I'll be no good to anybody tomorrow.
Good night, all.
Good night. Thank you.